Dave Moore on Today FM.
Congratulations on the big news. You got married.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a very exciting time in your life.
Yeah, it is. Thank God it's over.
There is that. There is that. Look, let's be honest. It's a day that you build up to and build up to, and the stress build up to it can be bigger than the day itself turns out to be. But if you get it right, it kind of balances itself out a little bit.
It definitely clicked on the day. Everyone was happy, and all the stress. It just leaves you straight away. Like,
it does, because as soon as it starts. It's gone. Yeah. Now, here's two blokes talking about this. We have to bear in mind there's a lot of ladies listening who'll want to know certain things. So fill me in as best you can, Darren, as best you can. What did she wear?
What, like a wedding dress?
Yeah. Like, what style of dress? What colour?
White dress, obviously.
No, but like, there's so many shades of white now.
Okay, so...
Was it bone? Was it pearl?
I think was it like, just like an A4 sheet white. You know, that kind of white.
That's the colour, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And was it an A4 sheet shape, or was it different?
It was like body shape to perfection.
Oh, right.
Kind of went in and then out, and then like it was so long that I was like tripping over every time.
Oh, there was a big long train as well.
You're walking to get photos and like you have to walk like 10 feet away from her because I was just like tripping over and like slightly ripping it a bit.
So I'm gathering you didn't help Amy choose her dress then, if this is the way you're describing it.
She wouldn't be allowed to do that.
No, you wouldn't be allowed. Yeah,
I couldn't see it.
No, so it's all surprise. Did it live up to any dreams and expectations you had in your mind when she walked out?
It was magical.
Was it?
Yeah.
Now your walkout was something else, because you didn't, you know, walk down the aisle to some kind of beautiful organ piece, a nice choral hymn or something like that. You chose a different piece of music. Shall we listen to the music that you walked down the aisle to?
How do you have this?
Oh, I know all about this.
Where'd you get the information?
Yes, John Cena's entrance music. Is what Darren Conway walked down the aisle to.
You can't see me.
My time is now. Why John Cena's entrance music?
I don't know, right? So TikTok consumes me sometimes. Yeah. And with the wedding, it was just all wedding groom stuff.
Yeah,
all over TikTok. And I seen some grooms doing like wedding entrances, and I was like, oh, that's a thing.
That's a thing. Who
no
knew?
Better man. Like,
yeah, Darren loves an entrance.
I have to do it. And then I just thought that was real. Like, that's an iconic song. Like, everyone knows it, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm doing that. And then one of my mates who was there happened to have a replica WWE belt.
No. So did he come out after you with it?
So he brought it with him. Like, he wasn't a part of the grooms.
Oh, like, right, yeah.
And I got the belt off him, and the best man was behind me with the belt holding it up. And I was doing the whole "you can't see me" thing, but unreal.
Oh, that's great! And obviously, you say everyone knows that song. Everyone of a certain age and a certain level of interest in wrestling.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
like, what was the kind of the older quotient of the wedding? Were they looking at you going, "What's young Darren doing there now? What song is this?
Who's the John Cena fella?"
Yeah, like some colours of day.
Some people didn't get it, but I just think like
what
was happening was a bit surreal. So they were like, "This is funny."
And how did you find the whole day itself? You mentioned the fact that the stress kind of melted away. Did that happen straight away once the church was done? Did it happen in the church? Was it later on in the evening when you were sitting down to dinner? When
I think it was like the day after, or the day after that, like 2 days later maybe. It kind of just leaves then, because like, as I said, there's so much build up and so much pressure on it, that it did just fade away then. But like, there is like still pressure on. It's like you can never sit easy.
No.
Even when like you've like pass the rings over, you've done all of that. It just feels like an orchestra that you're just a part of. It doesn't even feel like it's your wedding.
That's funny, like, that can feel that way. I remember somebody said to me before my wedding, just during the dinner in particular, to kind of, because everyone's finally not focused on you because they just want food. So they're finally not looking at, well, they might look at you, but they're not focused on you. And it was to take your bride's hand and just have a look around the room and go, look, they're all here for
everyone
us.
Everyone was saying to me that, who got married previous, was like, you need to take a moment for yourselves and just enjoy it.
But it's hard.
Like, it's hard. Because I feel rude or something if I'm not talking to everyone that's there.
Was it a 2-day affair? Was there a second day?
There wasn't a second day.
No.
We didn't do that. Yeah.
No, just get it done.
We were pretty hungover looking.
Yeah, it's going to happen. Now, you did fly off to Vegas though and do it all again.
Oh yeah.
So
with Elvis.
With Elvis. So you actually went to the chapel and did it with Elvis. Yeah. How was that?
Had to do it.
First of all, Vegas for honeymoon, right? So was it just Vegas?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Just Vegas.
And why? Have you been before? I always want to experience it.
Again, just TikTok telling us to go to Vegas for our honeymoon. But like, it was honestly the best time ever. It's like one of the best places I've ever been, if not the best.
Wow.
It's just magical. Like, it's just surreal to be there because you just see it all the time everywhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got there and like we stayed in the Bellagio Hotel.
Wow.
And like that's like they
the
shot
Bellagio Fountain. Yeah,
they shot Ocean's 11 there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I was, just was there and I was like, this is insane. But the whole the Whitechapel thing was just like icing on the cake. It was just
What was your Elvis?
It was ridiculous.
Like?
It was ridiculous.
Like, yeah, but it should be. Be ridiculous.
Like the Elvis was just like he was switched on straight away.
Yeah.
He was like, thank you very much. And Darren, do you take Amy to be your lovely wedded wife? And I was like, yeah. It was just mental, like.
That's so great. What a memory to have though.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Our memories forever. And then like I have a funny story about like they wanted to charge us like through the roof for photography.
Okay.
For someone to like
at the chapel.
At the chapel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a separate package and I was like, I'm not paying that. I was like, can we like take our own photos or get someone else to take the photos? So they were like, yeah, of course. And I was like, loophole. We got a limo from the hotel to the venue, as you do, because
of course,
you know, you
it's
have
Vegas.
To,
like,
it's
yeah,
Vegas.
You're getting going to the chapel.
I was in the limo on the way and I said to the driver, I was like, for $50, would you be able to take some photos of us? And he was like, absolutely.
No way.
And he was game ball. He was like straight away. He was
that's class.
So I gave him like a GoPro and everything and he was just like recording the whole thing, taking photos. I was like,
People will know you obviously from everything you've done on social media that has brought you like fame and notoriety, then to shouting at crisps in ads. Mm. And then, of course, you are a podcaster extraordinaire.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't not just got one, you've got at least two podcasts.
At least two, maybe three.
Let's go back though, right? Let's go back to the start. So you have a phone in your hand like most youngfellas. And when did you decide to not just kind of, you know, do what youngfellas do and document your haircuts and all that kind of stuff and actually push and go, you know what, I'm going to do some funny stuff here and see how this goes. Were you doing it before had a phone?
I was doing like acting. I wanted to be an actor.
Mm.
So I was like in the Gaiety and stuff and different like drama workshops.
From what age are we talking now?
Probably like 18.
Okay, yeah.
18, 19. And like I didn't really get anything out of it, but I was working like a regular job as well, 9 to 5 in a pub. And yeah, it just didn't stick. I didn't stick to the acting, the kind of side of things. So remember that app years ago called Vine?
Yes.
It was like 6 second videos.
Oh, I love Vine.
And I just thought it was mad what you could do in 6 seconds. And like, I didn't really start out on Vine, but I just like created like a Facebook page, like a fan page, a like page.
Right.
And I kind of just kept going, traveling, and kind of blew up a little bit because there was no one else really doing it at the time, like around my area anyway. And then I just stayed with it until now, like that kind of persona, like, you know, of that like working class dub, just tipping about.
That's the thing. One of the things I love about your stuff is the mundanity of it. Sometimes it's just so run of the mill.
Yeah.
But you've done that very much on purpose.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think it's very like basic stuff.
Yeah.
And it's stuff we all think about, but it's about like heightening it.
Yeah.
And just like running with it and making it bigger than what it should be. Do you know that way?
Yeah, totally. Like, which then applies to the work that you've gotten to do for brands. Like, because the Hunky Dory thing is obviously people will know you from that. But isn't it so, it's so on brand for you to be the fella who shouts at crisps that turns
around? Yeah,
you would have done that sketch, I think, anyway.
Anyway,
And did they come up with that? Did you come up with that? Was it a collaborative thing?
Like, they came up with that. Like, I was emailed to audition for that role. So other people went in for that as well. And I got like a recall. And I done the second audition in me granny's kitchen and I had the laptop out and it was on a Zoom and the guy was like from the UK, the director.
All right.
And he was like, could you just start like pretending to scream at crisps? And I was like just in the kitchen, granny's inside watching like The Chase or something.
And
I'm just like in the kitchen shouting like, Crinkle, you flavor maniacs.
Talk to me about podcast then as well. When did the idea of you and Joe McGuckin getting together doing Stoller, because you've both been on the show together as a duo, when did that idea form? How do you know Joe?
Like, I know Joe through a friend, but I know Joe from like he would have been online as well doing comedy sketches with, he had the collective of comedians and it was called the Wind Up Merchants.
Yeah.
And they just like posted sketches all the time, really polished stuff like of like for the time, like.
Yeah.
And like years later, a friend of mine like put us into a WhatsApp group and he was like, you should do a sketch together. And we did. We done like Gih and stuff like that. And just like loads of like relatable sketches. And one thing led to another. And Go Loud got on to me to do a podcast. And I was like, can I bring Joe? I would say that, like, they got onto me, like.
Yeah, of course. They definitely were looking for Joe McGuckin. But, you say that.
Like, it doesn't work without Joe and vice versa. Like, you know, the two of us, like, gel really well together. And, like, the stuff that we come up with on the podcast is always, like, entertaining for people.
And then you've done live shows off the back of that stuff.
Couple, yeah, in Vicar Street. And...
All right, Darren, it's brilliant to talk to you. Congratulations. Say a big hi to Amy. Tell her we're very happy that she married a great man.
Oh, thank you.
And, we'll see you on the podcast world soon.
See you then.
Dave Moore on Today FM.